invite you to join us for another interlude of Melody, Just Melody. 30 minutes of musical charm from William Flynn and his orchestra, with Catherine Walsh, the Parkettes, and featuring the romantic voice of Jeff Brook.
Say it with music.
That's Jeff Brook.
Beautiful music. Somehow they'd rather be kissed to the strains of Chopin or Liszt. A melody, mellow, played on a cello, helps Mr. Cupid along. So say it with a beautiful song.
And this is Jeff Brooks saying it with music in this program of Melody, Just Melody, and offering you a warm welcome to the show. My first ballad is an Australian composition for a change. It was written by Harry James, a namesake of the American trumpet star, and it bears the title, If I Could.
If I could, I'd lay the whole world at your feet, all for you. If I could, if I could, I'd build you a dream boat and then we could sail far away, you and I would go all over the world, taking a chance, finding romance as its magic unfurls. And what's more, I'd buy you a castle in Spain. What a dream. If I could.
Summertime and the living is easy. That's the beginning of the lyric to George Gershwin's immortal song from the all-colored opera, Porgy and Bess. We now invite you to listen to Bill Flynn's orchestral arrangement of the melody.
Thank you.
We've selected the next song for Catherine Walsh because we felt that her voice was ideally suited to its nostalgic charm. And it's called...
One day when we were young, one wonderful morning in May, you told me you loved me when we were young one day. Sweet songs of spring were sung, and music was never so gay. You told me you loved me when we were young one day. You told me you loved me and held me close to your heart. We loved them, we cried them.
Thank you, Catherine Walsh. And for a little special material here, I went right to the good book itself. Inspired by the famed Louis Armstrong recording with the Hall Johnson Choir, I've collected Fred Thomas and his trumpet, the Parkettes, and Bill Flynn's orchestra to join with me in our version of The Story of Shadrach.
From the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego took a trip into the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet,
and he told everybody, when you hear the music of the flute,
and he told everybody, when you hear the music of the horn, you must fall down and worship the idol Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego couldn't fool them with the golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fiery furnace.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Heaped on the coals in the red hot brimstone.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Burned up the soldiers that the king had put there. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel. Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Why, they couldn't even hold a hair of the head of Shadrach, laughing and talking while the flames were leaping around.
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. Old Nebuchadnezzar called, "Hey there," when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
And before we continue, here's something I really would like you to know.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. And foolish though it may seem, to me you're everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in skies above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
You girls. That was the Parkettes who sang for us The Very Thought of You. In our star spot now, you'll hear a really outstanding performance of Horace Da Carta, which, as you know, is generally played as a violin solo. But it's equally as effective on the accordion, as the nimble-fingered Lou Tapano is about to demonstrate. When you're ready, Lou.
Thank you.
glowing performance of Horace Toccata came from the nimble fingers of ace accordionist Lou Tapano. And this is Jeff Brook presenting you with a little more melody, just melody, in the form of a very simple old ballad, Mighty Like a Rose.
Sweetest little fella, everybody knows. I don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, makes you think that heaven was coming close to you. When he's there a-sleeping in his little place, I think I see the angels looking through the lace. When the dark and fallen, when the shadows creep, then they come on tiptoe to kiss him in his sleep. Sweetest little fella, everybody knows. I don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, makes you think that heaven was coming close.
Who'd like a spin on the river? We've got Captain William Flynn and his musical crew at your disposal, so if the answer's in the affirmative, let's go sailing on the Robert E. Lee. I'll say goodbye with a real Crosby special. If you saw the film Mississippi featuring Cros, I'm willing to bet that you went home whistling a few bars of this one.
Your sweet expression the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hands caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to
we turn the last page of manuscript for Melody, Just Melody, produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara. You heard Catherine Walsh, the Parkettes, Lou Tapano, with orchestra and musical arrangements under the direction of William Flynn, and of course, the romantic voice of your singing host, Jeff Brooke. We do hope you'll join us again soon for more Melody, Just Melody. And until then, here's Jeff Brooke to sign off with.
If you say you'll always stay, I know our lives will be melody, just melody.